And Coach Lou Rawls-Naren is here to talk about it with us. And Coach, always good to lead wire to wire. And I guess there was a point, though, in that second half where the offense got stagnant. Kansas City changed their defense a little bit. What happened for that stretch there? What'd they do?
Well, they started doubling the post. They started shrinking the floor. And so they did a great job of that. That was a great adjustment on their part. And I thought that we showed a lot of maturity and composure down the stretch with trying to make the right plays.
And we, of course, knew that rebounding would be big. The second half, they got the offensive glass more, didn't they?
Yes. I mean, those guys are one of the best offensive rebounders teams in the country, right, literally. And they do a great job of also not letting teams get offensive rebounds. So for us to have 11 is a great thing. And so, you know, plus one on the board for us, that's great for us.
Yeah, you end up with 14 second chance points to their 12.
Yes.
If I'd have told you before the game that number, you would have said we're going to win.
If
you outscore them on second chance.
Oh, yes. Unbelievable team rebounding.
3-point shooting again today, not really what you would want. Marcus Hill, though, shot it very well from three.
Yes.
And if he's going to put that out there for people, he's even tougher to guard now.
Yeah, we need that. You know what? We haven't been shooting the ball well, right? But the thing that we try to keep telling our guys is it's one thing to try to want to shoot well and not be in the gym, but our whole team is constantly in the gym. So we're just believing that, you know, they're going to start falling at the rate that we want them to fall. So our guys are going to stay confident, and we're going to keep telling them to shoot it because these guys are in the gym every single day. And so even though we're not shooting it well, our guys are working at it, and we know it's going to start falling.
Boy, a strong game for Rashawn Agee, though he only played 21 and a half minutes, 10 points, 12 rebounds.
Yeah.
And he is really kind of finding his own niche here with what he's bringing to the team. And we saw the one play where he rebounded it, dribbled it, about two-thirds of the way up the floor, passed it, went in, rebounded, and scored.
Yeah.
He really brings a lot of energy.
He's so valuable to what we do, man. And, you know, he's a tough matchup for anybody, the way he can rebound it. And, you know, we love when he pushed the ball in transition. He makes great plays. You know, last game at home, he had that one where he rebounded, went behind the back, dunk. Mm-hmm. And now he's making the right plays when he has the ball in his hands. And so that's great for us. Right, zero turnovers for him today and plus two. So he's been excellent for us, man. He's very important to what we do.
Ultimately, though, another defensive strong performance for your team.
Yes.
As you hold them to, what was it, 39% shooting. So I think that's five of the last six opponents have been held under 40% shooting,
yes.
Coach. What was the key for your defense today?
Well, we knew those guards were really good in ball screens. So we wanted to make sure we were up. We got split a couple times where they snaked it. We want to make sure we were up. But then also, Foz is one of the best offensive players in the country, number 30 for them. And he had one three. You know, I think in the last five games, he's making four threes a game. Mm-hmm. And so to be able to shut him down the way we did was a great part on us. And so we wanted to limit his shots, and we wanted to make it tough for them. We didn't want them to get to the basket.
Well, the other thing is he got those two quick early fouls and barely played in the first half, so that allowed him to not even get in rhythm.
Yes,
so that
sir.
Was a huge key
for
Bowling Green. And finally, the turnovers. Late in the first half, he didn't have any. And he had one for the first half, only six for the game.
Yep.
You got to love that ball security.
No, we do love it, man. You know, if you can take care of the ball, you give yourself a chance. And for us, I think we did it down in Canada against Canisius, maybe, where we had zero in the first half. That's excellent, you know what I mean? And we can continue to take care of the basketball. And the thing we love also is we're getting the quality shots that we want. The ball is moving. Guys are passing it to each other. If we continue to take care of the ball and take those quality shots, we're going to continue to get better.
How about the free throw line today, 18 out of 21?
And that's another thing. As I'm saying with the three-point shooting, our guys are always in the gym shooting free throws. Right, shooting 200 for every miss. You got to make 200 for every miss free throw in the game. And so our guys are constantly in the gym making the free throws, staying locked in and that. And it, as coach always tells them, it's a rhythm shot. It's a muscle memory shot. Just go up there and shoot it with confidence. So love what our guys are doing. Love what this team is doing. And our guys are doing an unbelievable job right now.
Yeah, down the stretch in the 1-1, no missed front ends and five out of six total.
Yes,
so that'll win. That'll hold a lot of leads late in games.
Absolutely.
Coach, we appreciate you coming out. Good win today.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you having me.